We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Panthers win! Panthers win! The Ice Cats are fucking back, baby. The NHL, the Tampa Bay Lightning, the referees, they couldn't stop the Lamborghini in overtime, baby.
Rawr.
Did you see that bullshit call with fucking 20 seconds left?
Great.
Fucking believable. Alf turns the TV on. Alf, take away what your thoughts. What happened right when you fucking turned the TV on? 20 seconds to go. Tie game, third period. What's going on?
The first black man I ever seen play hockey got a penalty for doing hockey type things. Every time I turn on hockey, you motherfuckers is hitting each other with sticks, trying to stab each other with their skates and shit.
Some black bullshit.
Black man comes out here, does a little shove, and all of a sudden they put him in a box, which that I thought was racist as fuck in the first place.
Aren't you guys always hearing this shit about hockey, the toughness? Hockey players are way tougher than basketball players. What playoff hockey is supposed to be the toughest shit in the man? And these they're calling that soft ass shit with 20 seconds left to go in regulation. That would have been a fucking playoff foul back in the 90s. Come on, this is some bullshit. You tried to take it away from us. You didn't stand a chance. Lamborghini in overtime. Cats are back. That second period was worse than any third quarter I've ever seen. Five fucking goals in the second period. But who gives a fuck? We win. Panthers back, baby. Let's go. Brass, bring me out.
Rawr.
All right, Frankie.
I love it. I love the energy, Frankie. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Why your panther sound gay? Rawr.
Rawr. I don't know.
I was running out of breath, man. I throw
it. It's like Brad Stevens.
I was screaming at the TV too much, man.
But yeah, man, that black man got caught with a dime bag. The rest of these dudes got fucking dispensaries.
They sprinkled that shit on him too. Sprinkle a little crack
on him. Just sprinkle a little crack on him.
Diabolical. But yeah, listen, that was exciting. I actually turned it on. I've been watching like a little sprinkle of hockey here and there. I don't know what's going on at the time. Like, the thing about hockey to me is like, and I know I'm going to get flamed for this, like, a lot of it just looks like luck. Like, just like, goal. It's like, I don't know. I know there has to be a ton of skill because these motherfuckers jump on skates. Like, yeah. They out here jumping
and land
ice skates. like it's celebrating and jump. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'd be afraid I'm gonna cut somebody's ankle. But they jumping on ice skates and shit. Like, it's very, I mean, very athletic.
And luck or not, it was that was infinitely more exciting than this fucking basketball game going on right
now.
Oh,
my God. The
Wizards and Pacers. Holy shit.
This shit show. 131-96 right now. Wizards over the Pacers. We were going to wait for that, the end of that game, but I don't fucking hate myself.
this game ended like a couple quarters ago.
Yeah. So, you know, we went with the Ice Cats. But go, you know what? It's Thursday night. It's close enough to the weekend. Let's find out what everybody's drinking. Young Snap 69 in the chat says, I know we're going to discuss this Depoy situation. Listen, man, y'all knew they wasn't going to respect your boy Bam. Listen. And we can also talk about how the Heat started their campaign way late. Oh, they didn't want to pay that extra $16 million. They were like, you know, don't say shit. You know,
you can't prove us wrong there.
You know, like when you, you know, like when you was a kid and it was like, you know, you were supposed to leave for church about 10 minutes ago. So you wait a second.
Exactly.
And when it's a little bit too late, you're like, you know, we're supposed to be at church, right? Oh, damn. All right. Darn it, we tried. I tried. But yeah, Bam didn't even make the final three. Somehow Draymond Green got in there. We already knew Rudy Gobert. I mean, just French fuck. I mean, like it get him above the free throw line extended, and he is lost.
Exactly.
Couldn't guard me. You know, I'd do that, you know, old school behind the back dribble. He would be just fall out of bounds. But apparently, this motherfucker's on, you know, the greatest defender of all time. Ben Simmons, I ain't seen Ben Simmons lock up nobody.
No.
They stay playing Ben Simmons on some off ball, dude.
It was lazy. Those were those picks were lazy. That was he was good last year. Got him. That's what they did.
Yeah. That is exactly what they do. Depoy is a 1 year removed award every single time because the NBA writers are too lazy to analyze defense. So they wait to listen to the Zach Lowe's and these other guys over the summer. They find out who the guys who know what they're talking about think are good. And then the next year, that's who they vote for.
Exactly.
So hopefully, you know, like Marc Gasol got it two years in a row just because they didn't know who else to vote for. So hopefully Bam gets some love. But let's actually get to the, you know, the segment we're in, which will be sponsored starting this Saturday. Exciting times, guys. Tiffany, what you drinking tonight?
Well, we didn't have a game, so I made myself just a little Tito's with a splash of lime. So just drinking it back, see what I'll be drinking on Saturday.
All right.
For a hockey game, I pulled out the dark liquor. I'm on that Crown and Ginger tonight. Because I can't drink dark liquor during Heat games, which, you know, we talked about.
That dark shit probably got you want to fight.
No, I'm mellow as fuck. I'm about to fall asleep. I don't know if it was a dark liquor or that fucking Pacers game. Holy shit. Brass, what are you drinking tonight?
I made a drink called a scofflaw tonight, which is some rye whiskey, some dry vermouth, some lemon juice, grenadine, and yeah, I think that's it. It's good. It's
a scofflaw. That's scofflaw. We need to start playing that fancy lad shit they do for Chris Whittingham.
Listen, man, I try to make it different. Every time I come in here and I pour shit on the rocks, I get shit from you.
Yeah. So, like, are you going to get shit from me no matter what?
Straight. Nah, that's fine.
Brass is a fancy drunk.
But Frankie, I get a lot of shit because, like, Solana, Solana always comes after me on Twitter, acts like I'm all hoity-toity with my drinks. Like, man, listen. I like what I like, but like I'll drink just about fucking anything.
Listen,
like no joke.
Me and
so Brad, like when we I, went to New Orleans, Alf.
Yeah, me and we Brad went killed
to,
that.
I brought you to the best bars. Yeah, we also went to some of the worst bars.
Yeah,
and I didn't drink any less.
No, the funny thing is, we went to a bar that spun. That is not a fucking good idea.
Oh, Carousel Bar. That's like a legendary bar in New Orleans.
Because after
it's awesome,
that, all the bars
literally
spun.
Turns. Yeah.
Yeah, all the bars are spinning after that.
I don't even remember that happening. I barely remember that. I took a picture. I don't know. It was rough.
Clamato Man.
Clamato Man.
Frankie G with the real glass now. Look at you, man. You done come up.
That's classy.
Ooh.
Roddy Bricks thought I was coming with a cereal bowl. Come on, my dude. Come on, my dude.
You're drinking out the cereal bowl with the straw.
With the straw. With the straw. just.
I can see it.
That's no, you ain't got to lift your arms.
No, you got to pick the last hit. Last hit.
Yeah, that last hit don't come through the straw.
Yeah, it never works. It never works. I got a little strawberry gin from my girl. I didn't have any liquor left, and she had a bottle left, so that's what we doing tonight.
My man just scavenging for liquor. I know. It's not,
hey, it's not Clamato.
Absolutely not.
I've been there before. man, there's a couple good storylines over the last couple of days in NBA. I mean, there's nothing to talk about the Wizards game, so let's just move on. We all saw the Lakers last night. We're gonna get to LeBron in a minute, all right? Because I feel like 98% of Heat Twitter was hate watching LeBron, and he first of all he hit that shot that fucking broke that broke our spirits, and then he did the thing. Where it's like we all want to, first of all, we all recognize your greatness, my dude. We love you. We think, you know, we appreciate everything you did for us. But why you got to be such a buster, dog? Like, why you got to be so insufferable? Like, it's hard to like this motherfucker. But we're going to get to his ass in a minute. Go ahead, Tim.
Somebody called him Lace Front.
Lace Front.
This guy. Every time they show at camera angle, he got a bald spot in a different place. Sometimes it's this motherfucker. Sometimes it's this motherfucker. Sometimes it's this motherfucker. Like, dude, like, just let it go. Come home, shave that shit. Like, I'm close. You know.
Shout what's out funny?
To Salim the barber, always making sure this shit look right. Yeah.
Take care of you,
please.
Every time LeBron would hit a game winner, like a catch and shoot game winner, Skip Bayless, like, that's a lucky shot. There's no time, desperation, da da da. And you know, he's always full of shit. That one was completely a lucky ass.
Oh
shot.
My god!
They tossed it back, and
he had no choice but to shoot it.
First of all, there was also
a minute left too.
Yeah,
yeah. No, it wasn't a game winner.
Left, 2 seconds left on the clock, a minute left. But you know what that looked like? That looked like
he had to shoot it.
That looked like he just wandered into PE class, and the PE coach finally saw him. He's like, "Yo, yep. LeBron, get out of here. Go back to class." He's like, "Yo, one more shot, coach."
Cash. The first of all, talking about he saw three and shot it with the one in the middle. Like, bro, stop taking shit from Rocky movies. Like, get the fuck out of here. Hit the one in the middle. Yeah, hit the one in the middle. Come on. Like,
but
bro,
that's what he do. He stayed quoting Godfather, and it's like you got no original fucking jokes and thoughts on your own.
Does he finish the movies though, or does he just get to the first like?
No,
like
because he
it's
don't
like,
really.
It's like the books.
It's like the books. He's always on the first page.
He's always on the first page.
Bro, he's such a cornball, man. Like just corny as fuck. But you know, like it's hard for a lot of those jocks. Like he was a. He's always been beloved. Like, he never had to be funny, never had to be creative, never had to be clever. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like people loved him no matter what. So now he get up there and it's just like, bro, shut the fuck up. Like, could you imagine him doing any kind of media after his career? Just bland, boring.
Nobody want him at no debt. He literally act like he got shot in the eye with a BB gun.
Come on, man.
He literally act like he act like Draymond tried to take his head off. Draymond just can't jump. He went straight up.
He's out there getting his eyes shut out with a BB gun. His friend his friend AD has got his sticking his tongue on a pole. It's like a fucking Christmas story over here.
And AD, I'm talking about soft as baby shit. My God, like, just play center, bro. Just play center. Like, they were getting their ass whooped until they put him at the five. Like, you are 7 feet tall. You big
you
and doofy as a motherfucker. I mean, and you out here have letting Andre Drummond, you know, try to handle your light work. Like, come on, dude. Just play the position you're meant to play. Like, stop with the Andre Drummond shit. Actually, keep playing. Go ahead. Fucking, it's just, but let's actually get to the Heat a little bit. Yes, this is a Heat post-game show. I want to ask you, Frankie, because I haven't talked to you in a little bit, except in the chat. But this the Heat and Bucks, like, do you see the same things that happened last time? I don't feel like they can just go to that game plan where build a wall and stop Giannis from getting to the paint, because Giannis ain't handling the ball this year like he did last year, where you just stop him at, you know, you stop him from getting into the paint. Now they have to go to plan B, and they don't have a plan B. Giannis is basically getting the ball in positions to score after your defense is already set up. So what, in your mind, is the game plan this year?
I think they're going to definitely take some ideas from last season and you know, just try to see what they can force Bud to stick to and what he's going to adjust from. You know, Spo's going to adjust throughout the series and see what they got. One underrated thing that he did a really good job on last year was doing their work early and forcing Giannis to catch the ball, you know, at the three-point line, right inside the three-point line. And anytime he tried to take a dribble, they would swarm him and hands everywhere. Jimmy would get deflections. Jay, all these guys would get deflections, not let him get easy. As soon as he picks up that dribble, he's had to pick it up so early because there's so much length around him that he's still 10 feet away from the basket, and he's got to make a play, kick it back out, and you can recover real easy like that. I think they're going to try to do stuff like that. Trevor is a good, strong body. They still have length. Jay was a bigger body size-wise, but Trevor is a very smart defender, very agile, moves his feet really well. He's going to be able to guard Jay. He's going to guard Drew. He's going to guard Chris. He's going to guard Giannis. He's going to be one of the most important figures. Him hitting threes like Jay did and not being that fifth option on offense is going to be huge. So he can stay on the floor and play a lot of minutes. I think you know, trying to simplify the Bucks offense as much as possible, make them play isolation ball. Giannis is a really phenomenal player, but I still don't see the IQ of like a playmaker passer type where he's going to be bending your defense at his will in the post and making you pay. He's a great post player, but he doesn't have that move and the you know, he's still trying to just power through, use his length, use his physicality, use his strength to get to his spots instead of, you know, manipulating the defense and making them bend at his will with his strengths and his mind. You know, we saw it reminds me a little bit of LeBron in 2012 when he was on a good team for a good coach, and they put him in the post and you know, the defense started double teaming and scrambling and he just picked them apart. I think the Heat are going to try to do something like that, but they're not going to. I don't think Giannis is that kind of passer. Nowhere near LeBron, obviously, but he's still not that high level passer to make plays. And I want to make Giannis have to make plays to beat us. I don't trust Milwaukee shooting. The shooters they do have, Bryn Forbes, Pat Connaughton, those guys you can play off the floor. Jimmy's going to fucking – anytime Bryn Forbes is in the game, Jimmy's going to put that motherfucker – get a screen from whoever he's guarding, and he's going to put that motherfucker in the post and pick up two free throws every single time. We need Bam this series. We talk about him at length, but I'm not worried about him. The playoff Bam is consistent. He's going to give you the effort. He's going to know his spots. This is a great series for Duncan and the dribble handoffs to take advantage of the drop and try to make sure he's going to get his open shots. He's going to get his open shots. And if he's not open, he's going to find Bam for the short rolls. Bam's got to make his shots. He's got to be aggressive attack. You play Brook Lopez off the floor, like Nekias Duncan said in the preview, that's going to lead everything into position. One of the ways that he played Brook Lopez off the floor last year, let that motherfucker shoot. He's a 33% shooter. You can live with that fucking results. And as long as he's not killing you inside on the post and on mismatches, you can live with the 33%. But I like the advantages the Heat have still. You know, it all comes down to them hitting more shots, of course. But defensively, I think the game plan is going to be very similar.
You know, one of the best advantages Miami has?
Guts.
This fucking guy right here.
Oh, damn.
Look at those arms, man.
What is going on there?
It's kind of scary, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit.
I'm kind of worried about him.
Yeah. It's like he went to one of those doctors LeBron does.
How you win championships.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, that's true.
That's fucking good.
That's true. But yeah, man, I saw that shit. I was like, Jimmy be so undercover ripped. Like you don't realize it until the motherfucker takes his shirt. You're like, God damn, bro.
He's like Christian Bale, like shooting multiple movies this season. Like he lost like 15, 18 pounds during COVID, and now he looks like this. It's unbelievable what he can do.
He's like, oh shit, the playoffs. Let me get ripped again.
Yeah.
Tiff.
Yes.
How do you feel about this series going into it? I don't know.
Tony Morales, pull it up.
Tony Morales says that was my right arm.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Let me get that Canby in the chat.
Someone said, put that back up. I'm almost done. Ew. Gross. Tim, how do you feel going into Saturday, man?
Interior.
Yeah.
Some of that ball handling load.
That's a veiny situation.
Oh, God. I don't, you know what? I think Jimmy's ready. That's what I know. I know Jimmy's ready. So I can't speak to nobody else.
Know what's hard, man?
Because sometimes when people just keep getting like passed over, it's what it is. Bam is constantly passed over. So I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, because he got passed over, he's going to come out and do this and that on Saturday. It shouldn't matter if he got passed over or not. He should come out and perform regardless. Like everybody keeps saying revenge, Bam. Fuck a revenge. Like, what are you revenging? You beat them last year. Just go do it again. Like, I don't understand all that. Like, we know the media shits on him. They don't know him. Ooh, all right. But just play.
To me, it's not about Jimmy and Bam. Like, I know.
It's not. That's why I say it.
It's about Goron. Right. Frankie, you got a bogey behind you.
That was my girlfriend.
No, but that's why I said I know Jimmy's ready.
To me, it's Goron. It's Hero. It's Nunn.
Nunn.
Yeah. Kendrick Nunn. Like, are you going to show up? Like,
it's these the guards.
It's those three guards that scare me more than anything. Mm-hmm. Iggy, listen, I don't know what the fuck you're going to give you. Who the fuck knows? Like, I have no idea.
They didn't really need Iggy. Like, I know we brought Andre for his playoff demeanor and his repertoire, but he didn't play much against the Bucks. He gave you, like, 15 minutes a game at most, and that's all we
need. I think it's going to change, though. I think that's going to change because, you know, while – I like Drew Holiday. He's not going to come out there and give you 35-9-9, but he's going to give you enough. So you're going to have to throw different looks at him on the defensive end too, because you're going to want to put some size on him and some length to keep him from being able to make some of those passes. And listen, that's not Nunn. That's not Dragic. And that's not Hero.
Yep.
Go ahead, Frankie.
No, I was just going to add to your point. You said Drew's not going to give you that 35. That's where I think the Heat can still like take advantage. They don't have the Bucks don't have that fucking scorer on the outside that you're terrified. Giannis is going to get his shit all to the rim. Everything in the paint. You do your work early, you know, build the wall, do all that shit, and you have a good chance. Drew is the difference between last year because Bledsoe, and they have guys like Bobby Portis who've been playing better. Bryn Forbes is another shooter they have. But, like, Drew is going to be the guy who's going to play 35 to 40 mm-hmm. minutes a game.
And you have to guard him.
But, I think you can kind of survive it, to your point. Like, he's not going to give you that 35-9. He's not going to be able to play him off the floor. But they don't have that guy. Like, Middleton is the closest guy that they have that can go off and give you 40 points on a night.
Right.
But Drew's another guy who's more of a complimentary, like an elite complimentary piece. But he's still not that star-level offensive outside weapon that they need.
But you just said it, elite.
Yeah.
Which means he can get his. Who do we have that can slow?
That's true.
Not stop, because you're never really stopping anybody. But who's going to slow him down? Because I honestly think they're going to take the ball out of Giannis' hands. And I mean, when I say they, I mean the Bucks. They're not going to let him do like he did last year and just do that high dribble all the way down the court and give the Heat time to just set up.
Yeah.
Drew's going to have the ball, and he's going to be dictating the offense. So who do we have that can get up in him and kind of, you know, turn his hips and force him to go the way we want him to go? Who's going to do that?
Right.
And, you know, the thing with Drew, I love Drew. Like, I wanted Drew here. But these guys like Drew and Middleton, if you take Giannis out, like, I don't know how they – I mean, have we ever seen Drew step up to playoff pressure? Not really. Not over the course of a series. Maybe game here.
We didn't really see them either.
On that note, getting back to yesterday's game, Brass, I think we have a special guest tonight.
We do. Another really huge gift for us, guys. I mean, we've been pulling some strings. We want to make, you know, the regular season's over. We're really trying to amp it up. So we got a real special guest for you tonight. So
and it's amazing the kind of access we get from other teams and we can't get from the Heat.
Can't get it from the Heat, but hey, that's fine.
You called Rob Pelinka.
Mm-hmm.
And he said okay, and you said you're Brass. He's like, I love Hangover Time, and we got this huge get. It's pretty cool.
First time we ever agreed on anything. So yeah, this is a big deal. So welcome in, LeBron James.
Find the hole.
Phrasing. Are you ready, kids?
Hi, LeBron.
Ready.
I can't see you.
Hi, LeBron.
I'm just kidding, man. I can see. I'm glad to be here with all 12 of y'all. I really, you know, I appreciate you guys having me. Big win yesterday. Hit the big shot. I couldn't see the rim. There was three of them. You know, I aimed for the one in the middle. You know, I don't know yet if I'm going to press charges on Draymond Green. What he did was criminal. I could have lost an eye. you know, this patch, it might be temporary. I might have to wear it to the game. I don't know if I'll ever be able to see it 100% again. You know, it's, you know, and also, I don't know if you guys heard this, but I sprained my ankle. I twisted my ankle. It's the worst ankle sprain in the history of the NBA.
Really? I don't think we've heard you talk about that.
Yeah, I know. I try, you know, I try not to make a big deal about it. You know
what I mean?
You're
so humble about those kind of things.
Yeah, you know, zero dark 30, baby. You know, this playoffs, you know, this ain't for the faint of heart, you know. You know, I did my rehab real quiet. You know, I haven't talked in, you know, I haven't really talked much about this incredibly difficult ankle rehab I went through. Like, no one's ever had to really rehab an ankle like this. Like, this is like the first, like, real twisted ankle in the history of the league, you know. And then, you know, no one's ever been poked in the eye in a professional sport. It's never happened. I checked the tape. You know what I mean? So we, you know, me and my team, my squad, my crew, we're deciding whether we're going to press charges against Draymond. You know, we'll have a press conference in a couple of days. It was unnecessary what he did. It was flagrant. It was out of bounds. But yeah, man. You know, zero dark 30. You know. Ready for this championship run. I don't know if you guys got anything for me.
Yeah, LeBron, I got a question.
What's up?
What are your thoughts on this injury last night compared to what happened with Solomon Hill earlier in the season?
Listen, man, this grown man diving at my legs. You know, I know there was a ball in the vicinity, and you know, that happens from time to time, but you know, I feel like he did it on purpose, man. Like, I feel like, you know, because they trying to get me out the game, man. You know, usually, you know, when the ball goes on the floor, we all politely ask each other, you know, may I pick up this ball, sir? Can I have this ball, sir? You know, this dude just diving on the floor. Like, what is this? You know what I'm saying? We playing prison rules now? Like, you know, this is a professional atmosphere, and this dude just diving around like a jackass. You know what I mean? It just wasn't right. It wasn't right, man. It wasn't right. You know, the floors are to be walked on, not to be dived on.
LeBron, quick question. I know you got the eye injury, and now you got
ankle. Yeah, man. Yeah, injury. I can't see, man. I can't see.
yeah, we can tell.
I'm going to just answer the one of y'all. One of you in the middle.
Okay, good. Do you think a trip to Miami will fix this?
Listen, I got a couple of days off. I'm gonna go see my consultant in he works in Hialeah, right next to a Quiznos. you know, it's in a strip mall with, you know, there's a bodega there. I usually go get a couple croquetas and a shot. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna need it. I don't know if I'll ever be 100% again, guys. You know, you got Draymond poking my eye out. You got Solomon Hill diving at my ankle. I don't know if there's any therapy in the world that's going to get me back to 100%, you know. But, yeah.
Mr. LeBron, one last question. Not even a question. I'd like to do a two-word association with you. So I'll say two words, and you tell me what comes to your mind.
Well, got right it? Now I see six words. I'll look at the two in the middle.
Okay. JJ Barrera.
Fear. I mean, yeah, fear. Imposing presence. Greatest post defender in NBA history. Giant among men.
Do you think JJ Barrera gave you so much trouble because of how low he was to your ankles?
Yeah, he was like a walking dive. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't right. You know how like an elephant's afraid of a mouse? You know, when things are just down there by my ankles, I just get very, you know, it makes me nervous. It gives me anxiety. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's not right. It's not right, you know, how JJ Barrera plays the game.
You know, one more question regarding your eye injury. Do you think this eye injury is going to affect your – I know you read a lot of books. Do you think this is going to make it difficult for you to even get through one page of a book?
Well, the problem is now it's like there's three books. So that's, That's like
that's as scary as JJ Barea, isn't it?
Yeah, that's like triple the pages. So, you know, I'm trying to read the one in the middle. AD. Hey, oh, we ready? We ready? Okay, I gotta go shave AD's eyebrows. You know, there's but the good thing there's only three of them. thank y'all for having me on, man. You know, I really, you know, I really love your, you know, what you guys do here, man. It's you know, high quality stuff, man.
All right, I think we can say thank you for your time today, but fuck you, LeBron.
Fuck you for 2011.
What? It's fucked up, man.
You will win three more finals MVPs.
Man, fuck y'all too. all 15 of y'all. 27 motherfuckers ganging up on me. Thanks, LeBron.
Wow. That's a big get, man.
Come on, man. We have this guy on. You can't go out here saying fuck you and stuff to him.
I had to. I would be a coward if I didn't. After all the shit that I've said over the years,
Schmeet this Schmoll except we should ask him about China.
Listen, but there's a good chance we might have him back on. We'll see.
Who knows? I think he really enjoyed it until the end, but I think I'll call Rob and
I don't know if he's going to let me ask any questions next time.
No, you might be banned from the show. But yeah, man, that was awesome. That was awesome. I'm glad we got LeBron in here. It was weird how we couldn't see his mouth at the beginning.
It's like the bald spot is moving. It was like here in the back of his head. Now it's in the middle of his face.
Yeah, that was weird. But listen, it's internet be glitchy sometimes.
Yeah.
We have some new Miami Heat movies.
Yeah, we're gonna stay on our petty for the Miami Heat movie today. We only have one addition today. So we'll go through what we did last time. So on the last show for Miami Heat movie for Eddie Curry, we have Forrest Whitaker.
The back of Forrest Whitaker's neck
just kills Elf.
There's a couple that just make me, that kill me every time. This one and Mario Chalmers. And I'm like the only one that like them.
For Doc Rivers, we have Lawrence Fishburne.
That's so good. That is so good.
And for Paul Pierce, we have Beetlejuice.
That's fucking perfect.
We absolutely love.
Now,
being a Heat movie, we understand that those 4 years of the big three.
Wait, can Frankie do the impression again?
Oh, please.
I'm better than Dwayne Wade. I like Ray Cummings. I don't know. If you put me on a team with LeBron James and Chris Paul, I win more championships than him. Shaquille O'Neal, kidding me. I got him at the end of his career. He was just
spot on. Spot on, man.
Is it? I'm not.
That was a spot on Paul Pierce.
That's Paul Pierce.
Oh, Paul Pierce. I thought you were doing Beetlejuice.
I've never heard of that.
Nothing like Beetlejuice.
That's fair. Okay. I'm just going to hear Beetlejuice when I hear Paul Pierce speak. So going on, we're going to stick with the petty tonight. And for the big three, those 4 years, people have been saying, like, when are you going to cast LeBron? When are you going to cast LeBron? So I did it. And out of the great respect for the 4 years that we had LeBron here, for LeBron James in his Miami years, we have Denzel from Training Day.
I think that's right.
That's a good, solid one. I mean, he's a total badass, right? But we all know he didn't stay there forever. I'm not even going to count Cleveland here because fuck a Cleveland. But so for the Lakers LeBron, we also have Denzel.
My man.
That's right.
And that's all we got tonight for the Miami Heat movie. And if you don't like it, you can fuck off about it.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family.
Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.